Blog Talk Radio.
Have a great show for you this morning.
and we're going to get into it in just a minute. It looks like it's going to be a great day today, guys. Yesterday was nice. It was actually perfect, right at 60 degrees and a little bit of wind, but it wasn't bad at all. Wasn't bad at all. Actually, I did some things in the yard on yesterday, and it wasn't cold at all. So today it seems like it's going to be about the same, okay? And let's see, the temperature today, the high is going to be 64 today, okay? The low 37 tonight, and tomorrow, a slight chance of rain, and 68 tomorrow. So nearly 70 degrees tomorrow. 64 on Wednesday with a chance of rain, 55 on Thursday with a chance of rain. And in it's going to be in the mid to high 30s at night on each day, all the way through. And then Friday, we're looking at a 50% chance of rain and 50 degrees. 64 today, guys, and a low of 37. So it's going to be a nice sunny day today. So you can do some things outside today even, okay? Today's word of the day is tintinnabulation. 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 T-I-N-T-I-N-N-A-B-U-L-A-T-I-O-N. Tintinnabulation. Okay? Tintinnabulation is a noun, and the first meaning is the ringing or sounding of bells. The ringing or sounding of bells. And the second meaning is a jingling or tinkling sound as if of bells. Okay? A jingling or tinkling sound as if of bells. So a jingling or tinkling sound that make you think of bells. That's tintinnabulation. Okay. I don't come up with these words. Merriam-Webster, send me a word of the day every day, and I give it to you guys. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Again, thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to today's show. Now, today's show is entitled, What Do You Know About the Legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.? What do you know about the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., okay? And we're going to discuss the ins and outs of the legacy. You know, this guy is a global icon, okay, known as Dr. King. And I want to find out what are some things that you know about his legacy that you want to share with the audience, okay? And you can join the show by calling 818-301-5834. Today, guys, is, you know, definitely celebrates the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Now, his birthday is actually on the 15th of January, so don't get that confused. His birthday is actually the 15th of January, but when it falls on a day like it was on Thursday, then they celebrate it the Monday following his actual birthday, okay? I don't even remember a year or whatever when it actually fell, his birthday fell on a Monday. I'm sure it has, but I don't remember, okay? But today is the celebration of his birth. Now, before I actually get into a lot of this about Dr. King, and again, I'm coming straight off my head, things that I remember, things that I know about his legacy and what he stood for. I hadn't gone into I hadn't Googled any of this stuff or anything. But if you have kids, 13, 14, 12, whatever, that you can ask them, to come listen to the show right now. and they'll probably grab something from the show. You may even grab something from the show. But the key is to just get to have, get to know some things about what his legacy was all about. Now, think about this. The civil rights movement, which is what he led the civil rights movement, and it wasn't just for black people. A lot of people think that it was about black people, but Dr. King was not just about black people. Now, he stood for black people, but he wasn't just about black people. The civil rights movement was about a people in general, black, white, all people, because it's not only that blacks were discriminated against, it was also white women that were also discriminated against at that time. And he fought for those rights, not only for blacks, but for whites as well. A lot of people don't know that there were a huge number of white people that believed in what Dr. King believed in and that marched with the civil rights movement. A lot of them, a huge number of white people. A huge number of white people went along or believed in what he believed in because it was right, okay? And I believe that at that time, and think about this, the civil rights movement in the 60s, in the early 60s, early to mid to late 60s, is not that far removed from today. Today, in 2015, you know, we're looking at 50 or 55 years ago that the movement was at its peak, strong and moving. We're not talking about 100 years ago or anything like that. We're talking about actually about 50 to 55 years ago, which is not that long ago. When Dr. King was doing his thing in different parts of the United States. And he got to be a global icon because now that things were going the way they were going in the United States, people and media from all over the world were coming here to see what was happening in the United States. Why was this happening in the United States? Why were dogs being unleashed on people? Why were fire hoses being unleashed on people that were peacefully marching the streets? They weren't looting. They weren't throwing bottles and fire into businesses. They weren't doing any of that stuff. They were peacefully. That's what he was about. He was about peacefully marching against the treatment of people. Again, like I said, not just black people, people. Okay? And so the world wanted to see what was going on with this movement. And because the world brought eyes on what was happening with the civil rights movement, that made people in the United States, I'm talking about politicians and all these people, had to make a decision as what to do about the situation, about different things that were going on and the reason these people were marching, okay? Because of the global eyes that were on this situation, okay? America was being looked at as a very, very nasty country, nasty as far as the treatment of people. Okay? And a lot of the politicians, including President Kennedy, and after he was assassinated, President Johnson, they didn't like the portrayal that was being sent out of the United States by the world. Okay? The world. And to me, and this is just my opinion, but to me, I feel like a lot of things that happen around the world, or a lot of the reasons that other countries, foreign countries, dislike the United States is because of the treatment of people, how they've treated people over the years. And that's a reason why, I think, that's a reason why we've had some terror attacks. That's why people dislike, foreigners dislike the United States. And to think about Dr. King, this one man, you know, think of him as a big man, but Dr. King was not a big man. He was like 5'7", 5'6", in height, but he had the voice of a big man. He had the mind of a big man. He was smart. I think he graduated from college at the age of 18, okay, and with degrees out the yin-yang. And this man was God sent. And, you know, his legacy is huge because of the things that he changed within the United States and around the world. And the reason I say that things aren't that far removed, and I wanted to do a show about this, is because the younger generation, people after me, a lot of them don't understand what happened during the Civil Rights Movement. And I'd like for you guys to try to send out messages to your kids. Let them know that they need to, you know, research the Civil Rights Movement and understand what Dr. King was about, what he stood for, and why they marched. Why did he go to jail several times? You know, what he stood for. And again, like I say, and I want to be clear on this, not just black people. It was all people. Okay? And that's what he stood for. And he changed America. He changed America. And we live better today because of what he did yesterday, when you think about it. Okay? We live better today because of what he did yesterday. We can go out to restaurants. I went out this morning to the Waffle House and ate breakfast. Okay? Back in the day, when he was marching against, one thing that he was marching against is that black people could not go into a Waffle House and sit down and eat. Okay? They had to go around back and get something to eat from a Waffle House, or in not just a Waffle House, any restaurant, the way it was. If you don't believe me, go research it. Water fountains. You see a water fountain somewhere, it had a white water fountain here and a colored water fountain here. And colored, if you don't know what that means, is people of color. Okay? Black people, or even Latinos, brown-skinned people. Those are people of color. White people had their water fountain. People had, or colored people had their water fountain. If you were caught drinking out of a white water fountain, you'd go to jail. or you get your butt kicked around. Okay? Couldn't go to certain parts of town. Couldn't be caught in certain parts of town. This is real. This was real. And these are the things that Dr. King stood against to change. And because today you can go to different parts of town, now you can go to different parts of town. You may not want to be in that part of town. Or you can go to that town and people might look at you crazy. There's still parts of the United States that are very, very bad. Still today. You wouldn't believe it, but still today there are very bad parts of the United States that you don't want to be caught in, so to speak. And you know, you think it's not, but it is. Okay? And until a lot of those people die off, things are still going to be that way. Okay? There are still people that are teaching their kids and their grandkids that way of thinking today. Believe it or not. Today, there are still people, their kids, that way of thinking. All right? And until those people die off and go on, things are going to be that away. Okay? The what happened in Alabama to the church in Alabama that was bombed and killed those four little girls. Some of the people that committed that crime didn't go to jail, and they had ideas of who did it. And some people knew who did it. I think one of the guys that finally was caught and sent to jail was caught like a few years ago. This happened a long, long time ago. And if you get a chance, y'all need to go and support the movie Selma. It'll give you a lot of background about what Dr. King was about. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If you guys want to call in and comment on today's show, what do you know about the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? Now, a couple of more things is that, you know, when you think about it today, there's been a lot of tragedy in the King family over the years. Okay, Dr. King's mom and dad, I mean, the mom died tragically. One of his kids died tragically. And I went to high school with Dr. King's youngest daughter, Bernice. She's a year younger than me. I mean, older than I am, but I went to high school with her. We were in high school together with his youngest son, Dexter. I graduated from high school with his niece, Angela Ferris, and during those times, you know, we were privileged to Dr. King's wife, Coretta, come to the school and speak. And, you know, we were privileged to be able to be that close to the legacy of Dr. King. Of course, he died in 68, and I was 4 years old at that time. I know I'm dating myself. I was 4 years old at that time, but I remember it because my mom was, she cried about that. A lot of people cried about when Dr. King got assassinated, and he was a very, very powerful man. And, of course, there were some people in the United States that were against his power, were against what he stood for, and they wanted him dead. So they had him assassinated, okay? And he was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee at the Lorraine Motel. You can look that up. You can also go visit in Memphis the Lorraine Motel. I think they've got a I know that they've got a shrine there of, you know, they've quartered off the room. They got plexiglass all over the room that he stayed in, and it's still the same as it was when he got shot that day, okay? You can also go down to the, in downtown Atlanta, you can go down to the King Center, and you can see, you can go into the King Memorial, and you can see where he and his wife, Coretta, they're buried right there together at the memorial. You can see that, and you can also take a tour through the museum, okay? I did a piece on that when I was in when I was taking digital filmmaking and editing, when I was at the Art Institute. I did a piece, and because I knew, like I said, I graduated with his niece. I knew his niece. I made a phone call to her. She got me in there so that I could bring my cameras in and do a piece on the museum, okay? And I got a chance to interview her brother, Isaac, and everything. He gave me an interview, and I did a piece on the museum. Now, you can go there, and you can go all through, and you can see his Nobel Peace Prize. You can see all the things that he all the awards that he got during his life, and you can go through and you'll see the suit that he wore when he met with President Johnson as they signed one of the civil rights bills. You can also see the suitcase that he had, still got all his stuff in it, that he had on the day he was killed. They got his suitcase there. Kind of eerie. They got his suitcase there with all the contents that he had in his suitcase the day that he was killed. I mean, it's unbelievable. But you should go there and check it out. Then across the street, they got the actual Birmingham jail there where he spent some time in jail in Birmingham, where he wrote. I've got about a minute left in the show, guys. Thank you for tuning in. And again, go ahead and research the civil rights movement and some of the legacy of Dr. King. And do that for your kids as well. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. I'll see you tomorrow. I have a great show for you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, take care of yourself, guys. I'll see you tomorrow.